How many of you know The Creation by Haydn and have heard this aria? A few of you? Yes? Uh-huh. Taught her everything she knows.
Yes, she did.
The timing, right? Taking the time for the breaths. Isn't that nice? It's so relaxing that way. We're not worried about the singer. We all breathe easily with her. We don't, as a listener, run out of air. We don't feel okay. This is coming along beautifully, very beautifully. How does it feel in here?
Fabulous.
Oh, good. Are you feeling that little point somewhere about at the edge of the balcony?
Yeah.
There's a little something sitting on the edge of the balcony going, I'm the tone. Right, like that. It's sort of like ventriloquism or something. In a hall like this, you finally begin to feel the effect of your voice. Not just the feel of your voice or the sound of your voice, you get the effect of your voice. And this is, do you mind telling us your age?
I'm 18.
18. This is a very apt singer. She's still suffering from a little of that mutational chink
yes,
you mentioned before.
Yes, I know what's going on.
You can still hear some of those youthful bubbles in there.
Yes.
But we don't let that bother us. We just, you know, press on. We don't press, we sing on. And what you've got here, you're picking up a beautiful timing with it. You've still got a little bit of spit and polish to do here and there, you know where.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. About that effect, it's a little like what Leslie was doing. You're not always getting the full effect of the breath.
Okay.
You're not always getting it. Sometimes you're actually running out a little bit at the end, you know, kind of.
Oh, dear.
Now, we don't want to feel that.
No.
So the breaths I've asked her to take, she's got a few extra breaths in there that aren't obvious in the score, but that are very prudent. And if you can take them and disguise them a little better.
Okay.
And you just mixed up because she took that extra breath. That's so mean.
Yeah.
I told her to do that. It's almost like accompanying me because she had all that bad habits from me. Okay. That was in that cadence point in the middle. You're not going to do that one yet.
No.
But it's in there. It's going to be.
Okay.
So I'd like you to sing the middle section just a little bit with copious fruits. Okay. Copious fruits until wave. And I want to see some expansion. You didn't get the full effect of wave. It was wave. I don't want a dial tone. Okay.
No dial tone.
And the extend ahead bows. You go up like a weather balloon on that one.
Okay.
One bar before you come in.
Okay. With copious fruit.
With copious fruit expanded bows.
Then make it. With copious fruit. Expanded bows are up. They're expanded. I want to see it. This is very pictorial kind of music because the music actually describes the thing in the poem. When it says expanded, the music expands. The singer expands. That's the one thing I was frustrated about.
Ooh, okay.
Once again. Okay, I want you to expand a little.
With copious fruit, expanded bows.
To do that.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Tie one on there. Okay?
Okay.
Expand.
Wait.
All the stuff we've been talking about. More.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting gorgeous.
Okay.
You know, it's really too bad Papa Haydn couldn't hear you sing this.
Well, thank you.
It's your piece. Okay. That's gonna be dynamite.